Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we're going to focus on baptism. It's the baptism of our Lord is the gospel lesson for today, and Romans 6 is our epistle lesson today, which talks about some of the blessings of baptism. Most people underestimate the great blessings and gifts of baptism. Many people in our churches today think baptism is a nice tradition or a really good symbol of what happens in our hearts. But the Bible talks about baptism as something far greater than a symbol, more powerful than a tradition. Baptism is not just a nice symbol or tradition. The Apostle Paul declares in Titus chapter 3 that God literally saves us through baptism. He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. The Apostle Peter, he puts it in fewer words. He gets right to the point. 1 Peter 3:21. Baptism now saves you. Baptism is a powerful gift of God, and through it, God blesses us abundantly, giving us so many great and wonderful gifts. Let me share with you five incredible and amazing blessings of holy baptism. Number one, forgiveness of sins. Baptism is a means of grace, along with the Bible and Holy Communion. By definition, therefore, baptism offers the grace of God to people, the forgiveness of sins, and that's exactly what the Bible says baptism does. Ananias tells Paul, get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away. Now, it's not an accident that God uses water in baptism, because baptism is water combined with God's word. Water is the visual element in baptism because God wants us to wash our sins away. If you've been working outside or digging in the garden or working on the car, your clothes are going to get dirty. You're going to come into the house and put the clothes in the washer. Why? Because you know the combination, the equation for making clothes clean. It's a simple equation. Everybody knows it. Water plus soap equals clean, right? That's how that works. Water combined with soap washes dirt away and makes our clothes clean. The Bible says we are dirty spiritually because of sin. All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. To baptize literally means to wash. Mark 7:4 says that Jewish people made a habit of baptizing their pots, their pans, even their couches. The Greek word for washing is baptizo, which means to baptize. There is not enough soap and water in the world to make us spiritually clean. What we need is a different equation, a different combination, not water plus soap equals clean, but water plus God's word equals clean, spiritually clean. It's the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit. As Ananias said to Paul, arise and be baptized and wash away your sin. Number two, the first blessing given by baptism is forgiveness of sins. The second is the Holy Spirit. Peter preached on the first Pentecost, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and for your children. Acts 2:38. In our gospel lesson today, John the Baptist tells the people that he baptizes them with water, but after him will come Jesus, who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And now that's true of every pastor. All pastors, including myself, we apply the water and we speak the words of Jesus. But it is the Lord Jesus himself who gives the Holy Spirit in baptism. Baptism is the Lord's work. It's not the work of the pastor. It's not the work of a congregation as much as it is the Lord's own work. And this is important because only the Holy Spirit can give faith. 1 Corinthians 12:3 says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Faith is not something we can decide to have. We can't decide to believe in Jesus as our Savior. We can't will ourselves into believing in Jesus Christ. No. Faith is the gift of God, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit uses his means of grace, not just baptism, but also the Bible and the Lord's Supper, to create faith. The means of grace is the Holy Spirit's toolbox that he uses to create and sustain our faith. So, five blessings of baptism. First of all, forgiveness of sins. Second of all, we receive the Holy Spirit. Third of all, we are placed in a new family. The Holy Spirit creates faith in our hearts through baptism, but also through baptism, the Holy Spirit places us in a new family, the family of God, also known as the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. In baptism, we are adopted into the family of God, which means that God is our Father and we are his children. Galatians 3:26 and 27 says, in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So God's no longer just our creator or not just our Lord. He's not just the boss. He's not just the big guy upstairs. God is our Father who art in heaven. We say that because of baptism. God is our tender-hearted, loving, heavenly Father who daily cares for our needs, forgives all our sins, and loves us as his very own children, which means each one of us, well, we're all brothers and sisters. In the words of the great poets, Sister Sledge, we are family, which means we're never alone. Even if we lost our entire earthly family, we still have a family. God is our Father. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And God has placed us in a family, the church, the body of Christ. We have brothers and sisters and a Father who loves us as his very own children. We are children of the Heavenly Father. Five blessings from baptism. First of all, we receive forgiveness for our sins. Second of all, we receive the Holy Spirit. Third of all, we receive the blessings of a new family. Fourth, we receive the blessing of a new life. In the book of Romans, Paul tells us about the incredible grace of God in Christ Jesus, which is given to us through the means of grace. He reminds us that we are no longer under the law, but under grace. God no longer holds our sins against us. Instead, he gives us forgiveness for all of our sins, past, present, and future. Paul anticipates what people might wrongly say now. Well, if sin gives an opportunity for God to show his grace, maybe we should sin more so that grace can abound, so that we can receive more grace. Paul responds, no way. Don't be ridiculous. Never. No. Romans 6, verse 4. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. You see, in baptism, we have been connected to Christ's death and resurrection. Baptism connects us to the events of Good Friday and Easter. In baptism, we've died with Christ, and now we've been raised to a new life, a better life. Not a perfect life, but perfection is impossible in this world, but a better life through the power of the Holy Spirit. We are no longer slaves to sin, but we have been set free to live by the Spirit of freedom. Instead of living in slavery to sin, we can live by the Spirit. Instead of being trapped in selfishness, we can live a life that produces the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. That's the new life that the Holy Spirit offers us through the power of baptism. No longer living as slaves to evil, sin, selfishness, and wickedness, but instead living a life of love and joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. Five blessings that we get from baptism. Number one, forgiveness of sins. Number two, the Holy Spirit. Number three, a new family. Number four, a new life. And number five, eternal life. Romans goes on to say that this life is not just a temporary one, but one that will last forever. It is an eternal life, a life forever with God. Romans 6 verse 5 says, "For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Jesus Christ died on the cross and 3 days later rose again. And after his resurrection, he will never die again. He lives forever. Death no longer has dominion over him. But the good news for us is that Christ's resurrection, through the power of baptism, Christ's resurrection is our resurrection. Because Christ's tomb was empty, one day our own tomb will be empty. Second of all, Christ has conquered death once and for all for our sake. And he gives us the blessings of his resurrection in baptism. So we receive five blessings from baptism. First, we receive forgiveness of sins. Second of all, we receive the Holy Spirit. Third of all, we receive the blessings of a new family, the family of God. Fourth, we receive the blessing of a new life. And fifth, we receive the blessing of eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.